This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, April 16th, 2010, less than a week away from the NFL Draft. 1 week from today, we'll be celebrating, cross our fingers, the addition of another first-round pick to the New England Patriots roster.
Yeah.
Hopefully they won't be trading out, cross our fingers, of the first round.
Yeah.
But either way, there will be changes to the roster guaranteed next week as we add potentially a dozen or more new faces to the mix over the Thursday, Friday, Saturday affair.
Well, Andy, I'm not ready to make that guarantee. He may trade all 12 picks for a future year.
It's a possibility.
Why are you wearing your headphones
this
like that?
This is the way the cool guys wear them. You didn't know?
Fred Kirsch taught me this.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean by cool? Anyway, we do have a few moves to talk about this week. Eric Scalavino is our resident expert on moves. And as I promised last week when we discussed the reported signing of Damian Lewis, it is now official.
Yeah.
It only took a little over a week, I think, for the PR department to cross their T's and dot their I's, so to speak, and get the release out. But Damian Lewis, former first-round pick of the St. Louis Rams, former Carolina Panther, is now a defensive lineman with the New England Patriots. And he met with the media here this week at Gillette Stadium, and one of those scribes in front of him was young Eric. Speak about it.
Well, I got a good first impression from the guy. I wasn't all that excited when I read the reports that he'd signed because he's sort of a journeyman and been an underachieving 12th overall pick back in the 2001 draft by St. Louis. And but of late, he's been playing pretty good football. The last 2 years with Carolina, he's started 31 of 32 games. He's had nearly 90 tackles total in those two seasons, 40 in each, more than 40 in each. And so I asked
him. Glad you clarified that. 90 tackles, 40 in each.
So I asked him about what, you know, he might ascribe to his being getting older and playing better football. And he sort of jokingly looked at me and said, like a bottle of wine, baby, getting getting better with age. So
yeah,
he
you
says
know what we
he's
think about those guys.
Yeah. So he said, no, really, he's been working on his diet and he's gotten healthier as far as injuries and just being around for so long. He's studied enough, and you know, from an intellectual standpoint, is a smarter football player than he was 9, 10 years ago. So you put that all together, and he's had opportunities to play, and he's been taking advantage of those opportunities. So. By all accounts, seems like a very good guy. I asked him about the whole leadership issue that's been a question this offseason in this locker room, and whether you have the vocal guys on one side and the lead by example guys on the other. And he took the very humble approach and said he's more of the lead by example kind. And, you know, you come into a new place, you got to keep your head down and just come in and do your job every day. There are a lot of other guys who've been here, who've done it, who've had success. And he's not going to just come in here and, you know, start spouting off. He's going to just come in, do his job, and hopefully good things will happen for him. And, you know, I hope good things do happen for him and for the team with his contributions.
The thing I found most interesting about the Damian Lewis story this week, both from him, his own words, and Vince Wilfork when he talked about adding a defensive lineman in the hole at right defensive end, was all the talk of two-gapping and the fact that Lewis is a 4-3 type player of his career, mostly a one-gap guy. And as we've discussed, maybe the theory that, okay, maybe they're going more in that direction, maybe there'll be less 3-4, less two-gapping, that was not the feeling I got. He talked about needing to learn how to two-gap and the change. Vince Wilfork talked about him needing to learn how to two-gap and the change. So, you know, certainly at this point in April and what the guys are working on, so to speak, as much as you can at this point in the offseason, doesn't sound like there's going to be a dramatic shift away from any two-gapping or to four-man shoot-the-gap fronts. It sounds like they're working with a similar system they always have, and Lewis has to pick it up.
Yeah, that was my first impression when I read that quote, Andy. And then I started thinking, you know, knowing Bill, does he actually go to these guys and say, hey, listen, if you're asked any questions about this, just keep with the party line. You know, yeah, sure, two-gap, you know, whatever.
So I never said that.
You start to try to outthink yourself and get inside Belichick's mind, and it's almost impossible to do it. But that was the first impression I had, was here's a guy who just came in. If they were talking to him about coming here with a role in a 4-3 or a change in principles in terms of one gapping. You would think that if he asked a question like that, he'd immediately say, well, you know, Bill doesn't really define roles around right. here. We, you know, we don't have any promises or anything. But right away, he jumps right in and says, listen, I talked to some other guys, Ryan Pickett, and guys that have played in 3-4s and 4-3s and two-gapped, and we can, you know, we can adapt.
Unless he was told, you know, we're going to maybe make a transition, but we're still going to have some elements of the old system. So you at least need to know how to do both.
Right.
So get up to speed on the
Well, Bill always asks guys to do the hardest thing first, the biggest sure. transition first, the whole Adalys Thomas inside, mm-hmm. things they haven't done as much first. So that's a possibility, but I don't know. Seems like he's been two-gapping for 30 years. He's going to keep two-gapping, and yeah. he'll find the guys to do it. And if Lewis can do it, he'll do it. If he can't, then he won't play. Another guy, another new face on the roster, the only punter on the roster, brought in an Aussie, a semi-pro Australian rules football player from Melbourne. Is that how you say it?
Melbourne. Yeah, well, we got some emails from some Australian folks.
We got chastised by them way across the pond.
Oh yeah, that's
couple ponds. That's couple across, hops across the pond.
Across the international dateline.
But I knew it wasn't David Melbourne, King. But I thought it was Melbourne.
David King, an Australian rules punter.
So good he required not one but two press releases, Andy.
Yes, with a variety of information in both. But as I said, semi-pro Australian rules football player is in town. Sounds like sort of on a tryout basis. He didn't sound like he expected definitively to be here more than a week or two and could be reevaluated at any point. Because he admitted he knows very little about the NFL, yeah. the game of football, and
Though
blah, blah.
To his credit, at his position, you really don't have to know too much about the NFL. You really just have to be able to kick the football.
Theoretically.
And then you can, you know, learn about the other stuff as you go.
How many times he kicked a football, too?
Yeah, it's a similar shaped...
golf ball and a baseball are similarly shaped.
On different sizes.
I mean, Tiger Woods would be a great baseball player?
Right. No, completely so is different. An Australian rules football and a regular football.
Yeah, well,
different size
similar
and shape.
Different size.
A frisbee and a hockey puck.
Whatever, he's
games.
Just kicking the ball. That's all.
I like when Eric gets mad.
Sorry.
My point is, he may only just be kicking the ball here for a couple weeks.
We'll see.
We
yeah.
all believe they could add a punter in the draft.
Probably
Chris
will.
Chris Hansen still dangling out there. But it is interesting, as of right now, you know, Bill, I know you don't have a game this week. But had you had a game on Sunday and needed to line up, David King, former semi-pro Australian rules football player, would be your punter.
Yep. If somebody forced you to put a depth chart out there, that's whose name would be on
that's
the
right.
punter spot.
So that position got a little deeper, but I don't feel all that much better about it.
A little deeper.
A little deeper, as in they added.
That is correct, Andy. They have one.
They
had
one
none.
Punter.
So then
that's
it's
what
she's factually
It's a little
accurate.
Deeper. I said
Thank
that
you.
Is correct, Andy.
Now, the guy's never actually kicked a football before, probably, or
if
only
they
done
draft
it in his backyard
one,
like you, Eric.
Oh, in Nevada.
Maybe you could challenge him, Eric.
Then do you think this kid makes it to training camp?
I think that is kind of irrelevant. I think what he does in the next however long they work with him will be the most relevant. You know, if he does the Julian Edelman, and the first day he swings and misses the football, and the second day he booms it, and shows improvement, then I think yeah,
around.
He'll get a chance to compete.
I think he'll be here
not,
through.
No.
I think he'll be here through at least the first mini camp or the first OTA practice that we see them in.
Sure.
Yeah.
Got to see him kick at some point.
Yeah.
Beyond that, Eric, what do we got? Anything else you'd like to update us on?
Those are pretty much it for transaction moves. I mean, David King did speak to the media. He's 28 years old. I don't know if we mentioned that. Bounced around a little bit. Was working for a hardware company while playing semi-pro Aussie rules football.
We turn the clock back 30 years and we're signing guys out of the hardware store.
Yeah. But
they don't even have hardware stores anymore.
I know.
But
the big box stores, the Home Depot.
I think the Patriots are decided to take a chance on this guy because there's been sort of a trend lately of Australian rules players coming to the NFL and making active rosters and actually playing pretty well as punters in the NFL. So I think this is sort of a calculated gamble on their part. There's a little bit of history, maybe not with this particular player, but with players of his ilk.
That and the fact that they failed with Americans for about a decade, so we might as well try an Australian.
Yeah. So
you know if this guy's left-footed?
He's right.
He's a right-footer.
He is right-footed.
He does not fit the mold of the Belichick punter, which is generally left-footed.
Right.
But as I said, the Americans haven't been great that they've had for the last decade.
Right.
So you know, Chris Hansen. What was that stat I found that was his claim to fame last year?
Oh,
they all stunk except for fewest punts returned.
I think. Yeah.
0.0.
When you kick them to the guys on the bench, they're not allowed to return them.
Yeah.
You know, we started off, it's April 16th, correct?
Correct.
It is.
Yeah, Doc informs us that it's Mr. Bill's birthday.
It is Bill Belichick's 58th birthday here in New England.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy
presented by.
No, I don't. I don't feel like saying it to him.
Whatchamacallit, Marilyn Monroe?
No.
Happy birthday, head coach.
Mr. Head Coach.
Happy birthday.
So that's all we got.
57.
Next Thursday, the draft begins prime time.
I'm excited. I can't wait to get this draft over.
Tune in to PFW in Progress. Check out the blog on Patriots.com. Check out the updates. Check out Patriots Today. We're looking forward to some prospects joining the team. Paul won't let me assume that there could be a first rounder.
I'm not ready to make that assumption,
Andy. Could be
three
second
rounders.
As Bill said, they've already taken phone calls on the second round picks. But I guarantee there will be a new player by the time the 2010 draft wraps up, at least one. Hopefully, it'll be the 22nd selection, the first round, and his name will be Sergio Kindle, outside linebacker, Texas. Until then, until
peace
we get to meet Mr. Kindle,
peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.